Hey everyone, this is Brandon Tyson, and today I'm just gonna install Windows 7 on an older netbook of mine. It's the netbook that I used to Skype on years ago. Some of you who've had me on Skype since like 2011 will remember when I Skyped on that netbook. It has about it has 1 gig of RAM and 220 gig hard drive ish somewhere around there. And I've used it for a lot of experimentation, and I have had Windows 7 on it before. That's what it came with, although it came with Windows 7 Starter, and today I'm going to install Home Premium. You might be wondering, well, why don't you just use, if it's a lower-end netbook, why don't you just use XP? Well, I already have an XP computer that Sam gave to me, and I use that for checking email, and I also use that for some other things. I do some code tests on it when I need to test XP compatibility. Because I'm not using anything in my programs that is unsupported by XP now. If that happens, then I won't be able to support XP anymore. But so far, I've been able to continue to support XP in my stuff. So it doesn't make sense for me to have two machines running XP. So, I will install 7, and you'll see that once we do some configuration to it, it runs pretty good for the amount of memory that it has. So, I need to do some stuff from this end first to prepare this flash drive. So, what I'm going to do is launch,
There
we go. That's what I mainly use this at. Okay. WavePad 22 of 63. So, I need to go to my /twpp_r2/tools/ enter. There it is.
Browse.
Yep, it's off the right place. We'll use the basic image. Reason I'm not using Mega is because I don't know if it will pick up the, I don't think there are network drivers included in that, and when I install from our disk, I can get the network drivers and everything right away, so I don't have to go grab any drivers or anything like that. It is a 32-bit system, so I could use Mega if I wanted to, but, you know. And it's a 32, well, let me rephrase that actually, sorry. It's a 32-bit, so I can use an alternative media, alternative CD. If it's 64-bit, I've heard that that does not work with this. So, I'm gonna tab. I think that's right. Yeah, I'll make it bootable. Burn. Okay, I'm now going to run and plug in that computer so that it can be charging. So I will be right back, you guys. Okay, guys. So I believe that I'm not sure if that ISO finished. I'm gonna check it here. Yep. All right. So we're gonna close that. Next, I have the computer plugged in, so I'm going to what I'm probably gonna do is maybe I might plug it in here. I'm not sure exactly what I'm gonna do yet. I haven't used this computer in a while, so it could be dead. I'm not sure. The last thing I had on it was Windows Vista Build 5840. And I was doing some experimentation with that, and the reason I did that was because when I had Windows 7 on it before, I tried to remove MS Word because I didn't think I needed it, because I really only used it for one thing, and I wasn't involved with that thing anymore. I was basically at the training center I told you guys about. I went there, and I had anticipated... I didn't have it there while I was, like, doing classes, but... I don't know, there was a reason I installed it. Maybe it was for school, I don't remember now, but... I knew that I wouldn't need it anymore. So I went to uninstall it, and NVDA just didn't respond. I don't think it read my taskbar or anything like that. I don't remember if I tried a system restore or not. I feel like system restore might have been turned off, actually, so that may not have even been an option. So, yeah, it's really, that's the one thing I don't like about Microsoft Office, is I've seen it do this a lot. So, at this point, what I'm going to end up doing is, I've found a way to use the boot menu on here without sighted help, so I'll explain that to you as well. That's pretty cool. I've done this a couple times, so I've just kind of learned the boot menu. It's a new enough computer, so I can boot it to from a USB. Of course, as you saw, I just burned that ISO to the USB, and I will soon be inserting that into the laptop, which is out in the other room. What I'm at least hoping is I can bring it in here to show you booting it from the USB. So I'll show you me using the boot menu, and then I'll hopefully have enough battery to start the install, and then I'll run out there and make sure it's plugged in, or I could just plug it in here, but the power strip that I am using in here is, at least for me, it's a real pain in the butt. So, I'm not sure what I'll end up doing. What I'm going to do currently is run out quickly and see if I can check the battery level on it to see how much battery it actually has. So I'll once again be back. Okay, guys, so that computer has 4% battery, so not enough to do this yet. Basically what I had to do there, it took me a while to, you know, just check the battery because, well, basically
I was experimenting and I accidentally got myself into a situation where I had to run Windows Vista build 5840 in reduced functionality mode. Oops. So, there you go. So I had to go through Internet Explorer to start Windows Explorer. And you can't get speech in the window that comes up where it says access my computer with limited functionality, or reduced functionality. But I was able to somehow get into Internet Explorer, also opening Windows Mail in the process to a new message, apparently. So I went into Windows Explorer, and I managed to start NVDA from a portable copy of a really old version of NVDA I had somewhere. And then I just checked the battery and turned down the volume. So I'm gonna pause the recording here and then resume it when we have some more battery to do this. So okay, guys, so I took some time to do some editing there so that I wouldn't have to do this all at the end, because this could be kind of a long recording. I'll try to keep it as short as possible. But I wanted to take some time there to do some editing so that I wouldn't have to do this all at the end. So what I'm going to do now is, again, check the battery level, but it should still be booted into Windows. So, if I can have at least, maybe 20% battery on it, or maybe more than that, I'm sure I have more than that, maybe 30 or 40, that'll be enough to at least start the process, and then we can go from there. So, I'm going to check the battery level, and I will be right back. I'm back. So we have, like, 16% battery on this thing, which not going to be enough to actually do the full install, of course, but will be enough for me to show you using the boot menu on this thing. So how I did it was I had my brother show me around it a few times and tell me the key to get in there, and he showed me around the menu where things were. And it was a really simple menu. I think the part I need to be in only has three options. So basically, what we're going to do is... Yeah, we're recording here, so... I think... Is my flash drive still here? Yes, it is. So I'm going to go and eject the flash drive. I'm going to assume that that worked. Yep, it did. Okay. So, boom. Unplug that. Now, I can use either USB port. There's three on this thing. One on the left and two on the right side. This time I'm going to use the one on the right side. I'm going to hold in, or not hold in, I'm going to press the power button and proceed to do this. So I'm pressing the power. Now, I'm going to press F12, just repeatedly, and, okay, that should be good. I'm just going to wait a couple seconds now, Okay. So, now what happens is a screen pops up where it says, choose, I don't know exactly what the text says, but it's asking us to choose where we want to boot from. The hard drive, I believe it's marked HDD, is selected right now. I'm going to press down arrow one time, two times, I believe is what it is, and we will press enter. So, this should boot the system from the flash drive. So again, because this computer is lower-end system, it will take a little bit. And because the flash drive is, you know, it's not as fast as the hard drive, should be proceeding to boot from the flash drive. So we will just wait and see what ends up happening. At this point, I'm going to remove the flash drive. Alright. The next process, again, involves us using this desktop computer over here. So what I'm going to do to streamline, to make this easier, is I'm going to go plug this back into the outlet, and charge it a little bit more. And I'll be right back.
Did you want to go there? No, that's a Sarah. I wanted to, I just kind of wanted to do as much of this stuff as I can, and then I can like finish it later. Okay. It's not like you want to go, but it's not also like adult.
Well, you don't have to.
It's going
to
be all adults. So. Isn't it the usual crowd?
No. Yeah.
Okay guys, I'm back. So what I've done is plugged in the computer, and I'm now going to insert the flash drive into this desktop once again. Perfect. Now I'm going to go to my C drive. Find the... There it is, Win 7 install. I'm going to push the copy. Go to G. I really should do this differently, like use two flash drives, but... I don't know, this flash drive just really works well, so... I'm going to try and use it for this, so... I'm going to, I'm going to just do a delete.
Yep, there it is. Gonna push paste. Then we'll just wait for it to copy. It will take quite a while. In the future, I'll probably have two flash drives set aside for this, but this one, I find works really well for that, for this kind of thing, so. Still working on copying. Let me check the progress on this.
13% complete.
Okay, it's 13%. So after we get this installed, I'll just do the main. We'll do the main installation part first, and then. I'm not sure whether I'll do a second recording for the next part or just do it in here, but I'm going to show you how I managed to get it to run really well with this computer being, you know, as low specs as it is. Because I had times with 7 Starter where it barely ran at all. And then when I loaded this onto it, it was great, and probably the reason it barely ran with 7 Starter is because it had all the stuff that Acer puts on there. And I don't really have a 7 Starter key anyway. 7 Starter was nice though, I will say. But this works. This computer works really well for, like, I've used it to code and stuff like that. If you guys have, the first versions of WordRace were actually coded on this computer back when I had Windows 7, the first, not 1.0, but like, you know, when I initially started WordRace, I did the coding of it on this computer, so. When this computer works, I really like it because its battery is really good. And I've never really turned off the screen on it either. And even then, with my brightness all the way down, I could get like 6 or 7 hours of battery, and I might have had the Wi-Fi off too. I might have been able to push 7 hours that way. So I should try disabling the screen and having the Wi-Fi off and see how much battery I get. Let me see how we're doing here.
45% complete.
45%. We're almost halfway. One thing I didn't really do was do the Windows updates either, because honestly, there are a couple things about the earlier versions of Internet Explorer that I really like. I like that there is no notification bar, and that when it has a question like, do you want to remember passwords? I like that it just uses a standard dialog box for that. I mean, the notification bar is fine, but there's something about the dialogues that I just kind of like. And we'll show you the... I'll show you the specs of this thing, too. Before we actually get into installing this, so you know kind of what we're gonna be doing this with here. But we're still copying this stuff. This is the entire content of my Windows 7 disk here, the 32-bit disk. It's really unfortunate that this is one of the only computers I have that will allow me to use my hardware, my TripleTalk USB Mini with NVDA. There's not a driver for Windows 10, and the driver for Windows 8 does not work under Windows 8.1 as far as I'm aware. So I might actually call the company Access Solutions and see if they can tell me anything about that, because I really like that synth and it works well. There's one small problem with NVDA besides the fact that you can't do like spelling and say all with it, but well, it's not really a small problem, it's kind of a big problem, but basically, it's not possible to fully exit NVDA when TripleTalk is set as the main synth, because it doesn't seem like it properly releases the USB port. So that makes it a little interesting. When I want to exit NVDA, I have to switch it to another synth, but I'm going to check the progress.
87% complete.
Nice, 87%.
4WIDN.
Should be almost done here. It's definitely taking a while to copy to this drive. Oh, it didn't even, alright. Okay. It didn't tell me that that was done. So, it's probably been done for a little bit. But, I'm going to go grab that computer and we will start the installation. Alright guys, we're back. Alright, so I said it was safe to remove the drive. So I'm going to do that. I'm gonna place it, whoops. We'll place it back in that right side port. Perfect. Okay. Now I'm gonna adjust the volume here. There. So we're gonna go into there. And before I do that, let's actually show you what this thing is. Yeah, alright, there you go. So, we're gonna go in here. Now, when we go in here, there's a very weird name. You'll see it. That, I'm not sure why they do that. I don't know how those are generated, but GRM CHPFRER underscore EN underscore DVD or something. We're going to press enter. We're going to push S until we find setup.exe, and we're going to we're gonna push enter.
Install Windows dialog, enter your language and other preferences, and click next to continue. Copyright 2009 Microsoft Corporation, all rights reserved. Language to install, combo box English, Alexa D.
Yep, that's in English.
Simon currency format, combo box English United States, collect English Zimbabwe, English United States, keyboard or input method, combo box US, next button.
We'll use US.
Install Windows dialog, copyright 2009 Microsoft Corporation, all rights reserved. Install now button, hold I. D, Win 7, install Windows.
I pushed Alt I. So it's getting things ready. Yeah, accept it. Next. Custom.
Drive selection. Refresh button. Hold up. List view control list disk. Refresh drive options. Advanced button. List view control list disk 0 partition 1. Name disk 0 partition 1. Total size 232.9 GB. Free space 211.4 GB. Time system 1 to 1. Refresh button. Hold drive options. Advanced.
We're going to go there.
Control list disk 0 partition 1. Refresh. Delete. Format button. Space. Install Windows dialog. Install Windows. Cancel button. OK button. Okay, space, install Windows.
I'm going to push that. It's formatting.
Drive selection dialog. Where do you want to install Windows? List view control list. Disk 0 partition 1. Name. Disk 0 partition 1. Total size 232.9 GB. Free space 232.8 GB. Time system 1 to 1.
There we go.
Refresh button. Delete button. Hold. Format button. Load driver. Next button. Hold that.
So we should be able to push next.
Progress dialog, installing Windows, status, installing Windows, text, install Windows.
Alright, we are off, and it is installing Windows. So, we just have to hold up for a second. And once it comes up with the finished screen, then we will be in good shape. taking a while. Yeah, so I'm excited to be able to get this done because some of you know that I have another computer that's running Windows 8.1 that is also a laptop, or it's a netbook, I'd say. It runs horribly because it is 64-bit, but it has 2 gigs of RAM. That's not really efficient to be running 64-bit. So, and that's an Acer as well, so I much prefer this one. I got that one 3 years after I got this one. So. I'd say we're maybe 20-25%, somewhere around there. I really like this talking Windows PE. It's really helpful. Although in Windows 10, starting in April, you won't need to use that anymore. It's possible to use Narrator to install it from the installation media, so you can partition the drive and everything. By using Narrator, so that is a very cool change, and something that Microsoft has needed for a long time. So, this computer will probably always make use of this Windows PE, Talking Win PE disk, because I don't feel like it can run Windows 10 very well. Although maybe the newer builds would do better, but there's something about, you know, this computer running Windows 7, I just like it. Whoa, that took a big jump. Wow. We're at like 60% now. Almost. And we were just about 40, maybe, or 30. Yeah, it's making progress. Okay. I'm just gonna let the progress thing run out. And I'm gonna take the disk out. I couldn't exactly hear when the CPU went down, but typically it goes pretty quick on this computer, so I'm going to set the flash drive there and go plug this back to the outlet. This is a very interesting way of installing Windows. Thank you. Alright, guys. So, it's at the next, should be at the next stage now, where we just wait, a few minutes, and then we can load narrator and run through the setup experience, which, is also referred to as the OOBE, or out-of-box experience. So, I don't recommend doing that the way I just did that. In other words, I would not try doing that while your computer is on battery power like that. That was really risky. But I knew if I planned it right, I could manage it, so I did. But in general, don't do that. That's not a good thing to necessarily do, because if you run out of battery in the process, oh goodness. I'm going to not enter the product key till later, just so I can get this install done. I really just want to get it done and then So I'm going to pause the recording, and I'll be back with you guys when I'm going to do the last part of setup. So. Okay, guys, I'm back. So I'm gonna try and finish this setup quickly. So I'm gonna do Windows U. Tab. Press space to check narrator. Press space on apply. Next. We have to wait for a narrator to come up. This is the part that will be a little bit sluggish. So we can tab and all that, and we see the narrator window. I'm going to Alt-Tab. You might not be able to hear this very well. So, I'm going to close Ease of Access. It's not reading the... There it is. So, I'm going to type in... I'm going to clear that box so that it will choose a computer name for me. I don't know if it's going to let me leave it blank. Choose a username for your account. Tap. Type a Yeah, I don't think it is. So, I want it to just pick one for me. Okay, fine. We'll use a netbook. We'll just call it Brandon Netbook, I guess. I'm gonna punch in a password. Actually, I will hold off setting a password right now. Ask me later. Yes, we will automatically adjust for daylight savings. That's correct. There we go. 6. 0. And we will press next. Okay. So, it's asking us to choose a network, so I will, I'll set that up later. Perfect. Now, I believe we just wait. Man, this is nice that there's no, like, privacy settings or anything like that. Sort of makes me realize about Windows 10 and all the privacy stuff. I mean, you can set this up really quick. Okay. So, it should log us in relatively soon here, once it gets everything set up. Mm. Yep, I can hear some activity from the computer. There we go. We're logged in. I'm not sure if you heard that, but Windows 7 is officially logged in now. I'm now going to adjust the volume. Okay. Where is... I'm gonna go in here. Five items. There it is, always sluggish. Not reading anything. Wow. Let me close out. No button. Okay. Is that gonna work? Okay. It's not being very responsive here. Like I said, narrator on this thing is not very good. There we go, finally. Now it's reading what I want it to read. So, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hook it to the network. Enter. I'm going to press connect. So it's
hide characters checkbox is unchecked.
Yeah, narrator really man.
Space hide characters checkbox is checked.
It's not very responsive.
Password field.
Okay, so I'm gonna type in this network's key.
Hide characters checkbox is checked. Okay button.
And I'll press OK. Yeah, there it done.
Three items. Focus on desktop. Tap. Microsoft. Tap. Set network location.
There it is.
Set network location window. Focus on help me choose hyperlink. Contain. Tap. Cancel button. Tap. Hold network pay. Cancel button.
I'm just gonna escape. Now we're going to try to get NVDA set up, so...
Echo users keystrokes. Checkbox is unchecked. Task switch window containing two items.
Okay.
Focus on desk.
I'm going to use the run box.
Open, edit.
Just... I'm just seeing... how responsive this thing really is.
Cancel button.
Ugh.
Okay, button.
Narrator really open. Makes it tough to use this thing.
AA window. Focus home.
Okay.
Okay, open edit control.
So, here we go. nvxs.org/download. Push ask me later.
Internet Explorer cannot. https://support.microsoft.https.
Wow. This is not fun to navigate with. Oh, that's why. /. Let's try to load it.
Access vertical line. End the access vertical line. Download.
There we go. Okay.
Hold split tables. Hold hyper about.
Here we go.
Store NDA. Corporate info hyperlink. Awards. Testimony. Download. Get help hyper services. Support. Shop hyper.
Download. See, this seems to be... The system itself is going pretty good. But it's... Narrator is making it very sluggish. I'm gonna run it. There we go. Okay, perfect. It's at 29%. Really?
Cancel 29.
Is it stuck?
Task switch window containing four items.
Looks like it's stuck.
Focus on NV access. Task switch window containing four items. Focused on 29. Cancel button. Close. Cancel button. 29% of NVE_2016.4.exe from www.nvaccess.org. Completed windows. Download.
That's the one problem with this browser. This version of it, I mean, doesn't download right. It's like stuck.
Close this dialog box. Cancel button. Close this dialog box. When download complete checkbox is unchecked. 29% of NVE_2006 NV access vertical line. Download. Download button. Keep me up to date with the latest news from NV access checkbox. It's unchecked. Email address. Editable text. Random. Keep me up to date. switch window containing four items. Focus on 29.
It's stuck.
Cancel button. Close this dialog box when download complete checkbox is unchecked. Cancel button.
I'm going to cancel it. And I'm going to instead save it.
Contactless hyperlink. Download button. Keep me up to date with the latest news from NV Access checkbox is unchecked. Email address. Keep me up. Download button. Task switch window containing three items.
Yeah, this is... is being really weird.
And the access contactless hyper download button. 0% completed.
What is going on? I'm gonna see if I can get into my email in here. Yeah. I can. Wow. Ooh, ooh.
5% completed. 7% completed. 10% completed. 0% completed.
Yeah. It's having issues.
Download button.
I'm gonna give it a second here. Yeah. IE8 is... has drawbacks. But... I like its download interface better. And like I said,
contactless hyperlink. Download button. Keep me up to date with the latest news from NV Access checkbox is unchecked. Download button.
I'm going to go to a blank page click.
12% completed. 14% completed.
Maybe it's going to work.
16% completed. 17% completed.
I'm going to pause the recording while I try to figure this out. Okay, guys, I'm trying again here too. Okay, so one problem with this computer, it seems, is that it doesn't always keep a good connection to the internet, which is really weird. So I'm not sure why that is, but usually restarting the computer makes it come back. And that was why I was having issues. So hopefully I'll be able to download. So it's coming back up here. Perfect. I don't know whether or not narrator is going to come up, but... Yep, there's narrator. So I'm going to give it a second to establish a connection. Alright. Here we go.
Open, edit control. Open, comment box with two items. Editable text, narrator. Maxasort flash download. Maxasort flash
Okay.
Window opened. Windows Internet Explorer. NV Access vertical line download pane.
There we go.
NV Access
now.
Hold split button. NV Access. Hold hyper. About our story. NV Corporate Award. Tester. Download. Intel Hyperloops.
So I'm gonna type in my email.
Keep me up to date with the latest news from MB Access checkbox.
Uncheck that.
Download button.
And I'm going to press download. I have an information bar.
To help protect your security. Menu, download file. Menu item. Menu key alt plus D. MB Access vertical line download. Keep me up to date with the latest news from MB Access checkbox is checked. Download and
no, I don't want that.
Email address. Editable text.
I have to refill that in apparently. Then I bet.
Privacy statement. $30.
Yeah, I have to refill out all this.
Other. $5, $10, $20, $50. Other. Skip. Privacy statement. Email. Keep me up to date with the latest news from.
It shouldn't be this hard. Okay. Download.
0% contains you want.
Run. Ooh, it's gonna finish. Yeah.
Internet Explorer.
And run.
Verify.
There we go. I'm happy to wait while setup is loading. Yes. I'm going to install it. Yep. I won't do that. Yep, except. Boom. Awesome. Done. Now.
Loading NVDA. Please welcome to NVDA dialog button. Use caps lock space. Check board space. Check set. Show this space. Not okay space. NV access out. Main landmark download. Desktop link.
Perfect.
Start button. Running applications. Toolbar. Internet Explorer button. Jump list. Jump up in this roadmap. Taskbar. Running applications. Toolbar. Window. Jump up in. Task, running applications, toolbar, Windows Media, jump a bit, taskbar, running applications, toolbar, start, running applications, toolbar.
Now I'm gonna go,
notification, Chevron button, space,
customize that,
customize, taskbar, notification, area icons, OK button, always show all icons, and notifications of the taskbar, checkbox, stop, space, check, OK, space, taskbar.
There we go.
Running app user promoted solve PC1HR17min 28% relinks in the speakers 100%.
Now I'm gonna go in here.
Volume, sound recording, did sound volume control options B, sound recording, playback device.
Here.
Sound type OK, playback speakers, high, can prompt. Speak, tab can, levels tab selected, net height, prompt, select disabled space, check, risk preview, OK. Sound dialog, OK space,
there we
desktop
go.
List, recite, start button. Applications toolbar.
Now we go in to system.
System. Windows logo window. System CPL main window window. Get more features with a new edition of Windows 7 link. Help link performance. Windows up. Action set. Advanced system. System properties dialog. Advanced property data must be new. Performance group. Performance trigger. Animate mid line. Let me adjust for best appearance. Adjust for best performance. Treat OK button.
There we go.
System properties dialog. Advanced. Start environment OK button. System. Advanced system settings link. Advanced system. Desktop list. Start up. Running application. Toolbar.
Now we go into power options.
Start desktop list. Recycle bin of selected 1 of 2. Run dialog. See burn empty. Burn empty. NML. Desktop control panel, search box set, category button, route set, context set, small icon set, all
Oops, actually, first. I need to go into the mobility center.
Windows Mobility Center dialog, brightness slider 40, dialog, change audio, new volume, dialog, change power settings, select a power plan. Your current selection is balanced, B, power saver.
There.
Dialog, change wireless network desktop list, recycle.
Now we're going to go into control panel. And it's sluggish for some reason.
Control panel items, action.
But
the power.
We're gonna go in here.
Control panel, require a password on to create to when change when the cap.
It'll take a minute for it to
power options window.
There we go.
Change advanced power settings, link alt plus C.
No.
2 minutes.
We're gonna do 2 minutes.
Put the computer to sleep. Plugged in copper box 15 minutes till never.
We'll say never.
Power options window. Change advanced and restored it. Save changes button. Cancel the save power change.
It's not reading some of these options. I'm not sure why.
Change restored it. Save changes button.
But I'll save. Yeah, it's not picking up that slider.
Desktop list.
So, that's annoying. So I'm gonna restart it.
Desktop list, recycled in, not selected, one of two.
Alright. Let's go back in there.
Run, zero, empty, other, net, NEL. Desktop, all control panel items, action, B, power option. Power up, adjust clamp brightness, plugged in slider 100.
That's okay.
Adjust clamp brightness, on battery slider 40.
So,
20, 19, 8.
I'm gonna take this all the way down.
1, 0.
Hmm.
1, 0. 1.
Try it at 1.
Adjust clamp brightness. Plugged in slider 1, change advanced, restored in, save changes button. Control panel home link, require a password on wake up, link require a password on wake up. Choose what the power buttons do, link choose what the power buttons do. Choose what closing the lid does, create a power plan. Choose when to turn off the display, change when the computer sleeps, link change when.
Now I'm going to take a look at the advanced settings. The reason this seems like it's taking so long to load is because NVDA has to get the page. So it actually comes up before NVDA speaks it by a couple seconds. So here we go, let's look at these. Well, we don't have to worry about that because it's going to go to sleep before then.
Level 1 hibernate after expand level. Selected suspend setting expanded. Level 2 of battery. Enabled right arrow 1 of 2. Plugged in. Enabled right arrow. Level 0 power buttons. And lit expand. Level 1 lit close action expanded. Level 2 of battery. Sleep right arrow 1 of 2. Plugged in. Sleep. Level 1 power button action collapsed. Level 2 on battery. Sleep right arrow. Plugged in. Sleep. Level 1 sleep button action collapsed. Level 2 on battery. Sleep right arrow 1 of 2. Plugged in. Sleep. Level 0 PCI Express collapsed. Expanded. Level 1 link state power management collapsed. Level 2 on battery. Maximum power savings. Plugged in.
I'm just looking at some of these. I think we're okay.
Level 2 on battery. 5% right arrow 1 plugged in. 5% level 1 system cooling policy connect. Level 2 on battery. Passive right arrow plugged in. Passive level 1 maximum processor state connect. Level 2 on battery. 100 plugged in. 100 level 0 display collapse. Level 1 dim display after collapse. Level 2 on battery. 1 minute plugged in. 2 minute level 1 turn off display after connect. Level 2 on battery. 1 minute right arrow plugged in. 5 minute level 1 display brightness connect. Level 2 on battery. 1% right plugged in. 100 level 1 dim display brightness connect. Level 2 on battery. 30% right arrow 1 of 2. Plugged in. 30% on battery. 30% right arrow 1 of 2 level 2. Level 1 dim, level 2 plugged in, on battery, 1 for right and level 1 dis, level 2 plugged in, 5 on battery, 1 minute, level 1 turn off display half, level 2 plugged in, 2 on battery, 1 minute, level 1 dim display after it, level,
okay, so I don't think I need to worry about that.
In, 5 minute, level 1 display brightness X, level 2 on battery, 1%
so that's
level
okay.
1 dim display brightness X, level 2 on battery, 30% plugged in. 30, level 0 multimedia settings collapse, and level 1 web sharing media collapse, level 2 on battery, allow the computer to sleep, level 1 when playing video collapse, level 0
so
battery collapse,
level 1 critical battery action with all the cable,
edit client settings,
so I'm just going to push cancel,
control panel code,
and
action set,
close out,
runtime MA,
and I'm testing things to see. So that will, I think that will do it for this recording, you guys. I hope you enjoyed. I know it was kind of long, but real quick, I'll show you this thing. Shutting down. It's crazy. So I'm pressing enter now. And down. And with the startup and shutdown sounds on NVIDIA turned off, it would be even less than that. So, there you go. I hope you guys have enjoyed this, and hopefully I'll do some more stuff with this computer as far as with Windows 7 now that it's on there. So, have a good one, you guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.